from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Representatives of about 70 countries meeting in Paris have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution can resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Final communique of the one-day International Middle East Peace Conference also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations.
L'initiative que la France a lancée et à laquelle vous avez pleinement
Host French
adhéré,
President François Hollande warned the long-standing and internationally backed two-state solution appears to be under threat. Neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis were present. Participants called on both sides to refrain from unilateral steps that prejudge the outcome of the negotiations, such as Jerusalem, borders, security, and refugees. Israeli spokesman David Keyes dismissed the meeting as counterproductive.
Well, this conference is really a futile conference, and it's one which is going to push peace further back. It's a little bit like marriage counseling with neither the husband nor the wife present, but 75 diplomats from around the world trying to solve a complex and rather intimate conflict.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he hopes the conference helps stop Israeli settlement activities in the occupied territories. Congolese officials say hundreds of armed rebels from the disbanded group M23 have crossed from Uganda into the Democratic Republic of Congo. They were defeated by UN and Congolese forces in 2013 and withdrew to camps in Uganda and Rwanda. M23 had agreed to disarm, demobilize, and reintegrate its fighters into civilian life. Rebel leader Sultani Makenga is said to be among the dozens of ethnic Tutsis reentering the DRC. This is VOA News. Health Minister